Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. My goodness, we got people calling in from Montana and Idaho and Colorado and Wisconsin and Washington. Lots of people from Hawaii tonight. Our main speaker, Skylar Malice, is from Hawaii, and we got Massachusetts and California and North Carolina and Connecticut, Florida, and New York, and Puerto Rico, and New Mexico, and Texas, and Iowa, and Nevada, and Canada, and I'm sure I missed a whole bunch as well, but boy, lots and lots and lots of people on this call tonight, and very, very glad to be hosting, as we've got New Crown Skylar Malice Darby, who is going to be sharing a little bit about her background and her business, and she and I spent some time together a week and a half ago at the Blue Diamond Retreat up at David Sandoval's place at the Native Springs Oasis. It was really great to spend some time with her, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy her comments and ideas about the Purium business. But before we get to that, I wanted to give a couple of corporate updates, as we do every Tuesday night. And the first one has to do with Inc. Magazine. I'm sure that most of you on the line know that we've been featured in Inc. Magazine as the top 5,000 fastest growing companies in 2013 and in 2014, and certainly on the path to do that in 2015. But really, really nice honor given to David Sandoval. He was featured in the online version of Inc. Magazine, a really interesting story called Five Simple Steps from Homeless to CEO, and something that should make all of you proud as far as getting a deeper understanding of Dave's background and his philosophy and, you know, how important this business model is to Dave. You know, as somebody who is a true rags-to-riches success story, you know, does not have a college education. Dave is a self-made man, and it's all about his journey and his passion for nutrition that's led him to build Purium, and ultimately for all of us on the line today. You know, so that story is a great story. So take a look and certainly share it with other people. Not many companies have a CEO who's as interesting as Dave and as mission-driven as Dave. And speaking of Dave, every Wednesday night we're going to be changing up his Wednesday night call. Instead of the Meet the Owners call, he's going to be calling it the Purium Lifestyle call. And we're certainly going to be talking about products as a main part of that call, but going to be doing more of a talk show format, going to be taking calls or, you know, text messages and Facebook posts and questions on email, and turning it into more like his old radio show. He was actually on a couple of big stations in New York and Chicago with something called the Health Discovery Hour, and during that time he, you know, provided a lot of advice on a wide range of subjects. So we're going to kind of let Dave loose to do what he does, and we know that that's going to be great for our business, and you're going to learn a lot. So these Wednesday night calls are going to be taken up another notch, and these Tuesday night calls are going to be taken up another notch as well. So I'm going to be sharing these Tuesday nights with Amy Venner, our other owner and founder, and starting November 3rd, Amy is going to be taking every other Tuesday night call. So we're going to be doing one Tuesday night on the Million Mom Movement, the Real Food Revolution, and, you know, some of Amy's philosophy on, you know, on living a healthy lifestyle, sharing recipes, sharing advice, sharing testimonials, talking a little bit about, you know, the movement from her perspective, and then we'll do our business-oriented call every other Tuesday. So I'm really proud that, you know, this company has lifestyle and products and engaged owners at the centerpiece of what we do, and I hope you are proud of that as well. So keep joining us every Tuesday night, every Wednesday night, and then Thursday night continues to be our business opportunity overview. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. We had some great meetings here the last weekend. I was in Colorado. We had a Denver meeting at Crown University with Dr. Dana McGrady and John Altshuler, and there were some other fantastic events in Phoenix. There was a two-star Crown, Cindy Kelly and Mary Kay Mullally in Orlando. There were four-star Crown, Ian Farrar, four-star Crown, Sonia Magruder, two-star Crown, Marina Simone, Crown, April Neibel. Just lots of people there to help you build your business. And three-star Crown, Tracy Fujikani, had a great event over in Portland. I know Amy Venner is actually going to be doing an event. It's been unpublished up till now, but this upcoming Saturday, Amy is going to be doing an event in Glendale, California with four-star Crown Geraldine Camarillo. So, you know, we're going to continue to put events on the calendar and continue to do some training and share our mission and our message. And it's just fun to see all the people out and about doing what they do. And, you know, the big event here in the month of October, in addition to our Ignite road trip, was our Blue Diamond trip. And as I said, I had the pleasure of meeting Skylar Malice. Skylar's our newest crown. She achieved the crown rank in September, and she's got a really, really interesting story as far as her background and how she connects with Purium, and, you know, definitely has a lot of great advice that I'm sure will be helpful for you as you're listening in. So so I'm excited to bring the star of the show and the star of this week's call, our newest crown, Skylar Malice, onto the line. And Skylar, are you there? You can hit star 6 if you are muted.
Can you hear me?
Skylar, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Hi,
fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being on the call. And as I said, I had the great pleasure of spending some time and learning a little bit about you here at our super fun time at the Blue Diamond Retreat. But why don't you share with everybody a little bit about your background? Not everyone knows who you are and how you got to crown. So let's start that journey.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on this call. I'm really honored to be here tonight. And just a little bit about my background. I'm originally from Manhattan, New York. I was born and raised and grew up in New York City for most of my adolescent life. And then I went to boarding school on the East Coast in Maine. I moved to Boston for college, and then I moved to Los Angeles, California to take an internship at NBC Studios to work in the field of production and film in the movie industry, which is what I was passionate about at the time. But I realized quickly that that really wasn't a place where I was feeling spiritually met or that I was really going to be able to fill my bigger mission or my soul's purpose in this world. And so I packed up and moved to Hawaii. I always wanted to go to Hawaii. My family were skiers, so we never went to warm places. And I always felt called, and I came to Kauai 20 years ago, and I never left. I got here, and I found interest in body work and massage. So I studied massage therapy, hypnotherapy, body work and awareness. I studied health and nutrition, and I also started my own production company. We do corporate events, weddings, private parties, and things like that. So that's a little bit about my background.
Awesome, awesome. Well, how'd you get so wise? You know, most people are like 60 or 70, and they figure out what their calling is, what their mission is, and where they're supposed to be in the world. So that's pretty awesome that you found that out at such a young age in your life.
Yeah, I had a bit of a rough start as a young adult and a child. I lost my dad at a young age, and I was kind of forced out to figure things out in the world. So I was always looking beyond this world for guidance. And, it's just kind of always followed my heart and always followed my gut instinct. And, yeah, my instincts just told me to keep searching, that I hadn't found what I was looking for yet. So I stayed on that path.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Really appreciate that. And you're somebody who follows your heart and somebody who, you know, kind of listens to your intuition. And tell me what you thought about when you saw Purium, when you saw the Purium products, when you saw the Purium business, and how did that connect to, you know, your very rich life? You know, what did you see there and made you take the step to explore more?
It was a blessing, you know, that came in, you know, and it didn't look like a blessing at the time. My daughter, who was 15 years old, she had come to me asking me for some help. She was very unhappy. She was depressed. She was having bad allergies. She was overweight, and she just didn't feel good in her body. And as you can imagine, as a mother, this was very sad for me. And, it wasn't until she was finally ready to make a change in her life that she came to me asking for help. And for all of those of you who have children, you know that it really takes them wanting our help for us to be able to truly implement that help. So even though I've always been very passionate about holistic foods, healthy eating, my daughter was making her own choices in her teenage life about food, and she chose to eat what she wanted. And so she got to a place where she wasn't happy and she needed to lose some weight, and she asked for help. So to make a long story short, we found Purium through a dear friend, and I did a lot of research after she shared it with me, and I found that this company was extremely vetted, and the products were already something that I was sourcing and buying from health food stores and spending quite a lot of money on, but that the system was something that was going to nurture her and support her growing body and continue to build her up, which was really important to me, as many cleanses seem to tear down the body, especially a young body. So we did the transformation together, and she did the 10-day cleanse into the 20-day continuation, and she lost 12 pounds on the transformation, and she lost 11 pounds on the continuation. She stayed with the program for a bit longer, lost a total of 30 pounds in about a two-month time frame. I lost 9 pounds, and neither of us were no longer addicted to sugar and the things that we were having issues with before. She was no longer having allergies or rashes on her body. She was much happier, had much more energy, and, of course, with the results being so great, I was excited to share this with my friends and family because it was something that worked so well for us, and I really believed in these products, and I knew that they were something that was top of the line. And, you know, that is really something that I love most about Purium, is the product line.
Well, you know, that story is really inspiring. You know, I tend to parent a little bit like you, which is, you know, I think that, you know, our kids are on their own path, and certainly we want to be there to support them and love them and guide them and whatever. But, you know, oftentimes, you know, make some of their own choices, and it's great that she was open enough to ask you for help. And when she did, obviously that's a huge responsibility as a mom, you know, to have a daughter who's struggling, especially as a teenager, 15 years old, you know, body image and all that sort of stuff. It's so, you know, it's just tough for any kid, especially a girl, and, you know, to be able to give her, you know, a program and to watch her and support her and to do the transformation with her, you know, what a great experience and what a great way to get involved in the company. And so it's fun to hear, you know, always fun to hear different people's pathways into the company and the reason that they connect with the company. And so I could imagine why you were inspired to tell other people, just because, you know, your daughter had such a great result. So I'm really glad that she did. And I'm really glad that you took that to the next level and decided to share. So thanks for telling that story. And why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what you do when you share, you know, and how you share and you know, some of your, you know, ideas and techniques and advice about sharing, you know, because it's a business call. So I'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to share that. Well, you know, I feel that it really starts with your belief and your experience with the products. And it starts with having an amazing transformation and having that conviction that this is something that you truly believe in. And, you know, that's what I really love, is that we have this product line that I believe in and that I love. And then, of course, having that married with the integrity of the owners, David and Amy, with such, you know, high commitment and high standards to manufacture the highest quality superfoods, and as well as to support and educate and empower Americans to heal themselves and change the trajectory of their health and ultimately the quality of their lives with whole foods. So they've created this vehicle for us, that as this platform to share pretty easily and effortlessly, because they have the product line that's amazing. They have the gift card marketing system. And so just to be able to turn around and to empower somebody with handing them a $50 gift card and support them to making better choices and raising their awareness to eat cleaner, greener food is really what I love. And I find that the way that I do that is just by, you know, listening to what people have to say when I'm talking to people, really hearing what it is that their needs are and, you know, what it is in their life that they're struggling with, and then finding a place where Purium can fit into their life and Purium can meet a need for them. And I find that no matter what it is that they're struggling with, whether it be energy levels, whether it be depression, or they're overweight, or they have pain in their body, or they feel sick or tired, or maybe they just want a side income, or they want to make more money, I find that Purium always has something to offer. And so I feel that it is my duty to share that because we have such a powerful system set in place.
Well, you said several things that are really interesting and important. You know, one was belief, and I'm a huge proponent of that, the motivation of most people's businesses start with a high belief level, especially in the product. And you said the word listening, you know, that you're listening to and trying to figure out a way for Purium to fit into their lives. And I think those are really interesting ideas and important ideas. And I think that people don't do enough listening in their lives, me included. So why don't you talk a little bit, because I'm sure you do that with your team as well. Talk a little bit about how you support your team, how you listen, and how you help them move forward, you know, beyond just recruiting new people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the most important thing is, like I said, is really coming from a genuine place, caring about somebody's health and their well-being and wanting to see them thrive. And the key to that is really opening relationships with people and being able to, like I said, listen to what people are saying. And I find that builds a relationship and that creates a rapport and a trust that makes it easier for people to have confidence in what it is that you're sharing with them. And when you can genuinely hear what somebody's saying to you, then they're more willing to listen to what you have to offer them as well. And when I look in hindsight, I see that was a key part in building my business, has been my desire to follow through and follow up with all of the people that personally enrolled to me and entrusted me with doing a transformation. So, you know, basically that looks like making sure that someone has a really good experience and a successful transformation, and that's the first part of building their belief in the product and in the company. So, you know, for example, it's so much more than just enrolling somebody and letting them figure it out on their own and think, oh, they enrolled and I'm going to move on to the next person. It's truly cultivating that relationship with that person, and, you know, it's important to show up for them and support them and guide them and continue to create and build that relationship that you've opened with them. And enrolling them is just the first step to opening that relationship with somebody who could potentially be your strongest team member.
Yeah, very, very well said. And you know, trust is not a part-time thing, and support is not a part-time thing, and especially when they're brand new, you know, especially when they're starting out. And one of the things I find that's hard is to get that beginner's mindset. You know, the more experienced you are with Purium, the more you know about the products, the more you know about the websites, the more you know about the system, it almost gets harder to train that new person from a beginner's mindset. So you really do have to listen and just be there to find out what they don't understand and to help them through those first few steps. And once you do that, they're going to be really thankful that you did that, and they're going to trust you, as you said, to lead them further along on the journey. So really, really good insights. Anything else that you'd like to share, Skylar, about, you know, your business and how you build your team and how you lead your team and how you promote the Purium opportunity and events and other things, anything that pops to your mind as far as, you know, how you've gotten to the level of ground so quickly?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to share that. You know, I really do feel like it goes back to that one thing, is following up with people and reaching out to them, especially your newest, you know, your newest recruits or your newest cleansers. And even if it's just checking in on them daily and sending them a text, how are you doing day one, day two, day three? Because if they're going to hit a wall and they're going to have a rough patch, then at least they know that, you know, if you're there to support them, you have the ability to guide them through that rough patch and to see them through to the other side. But if you're not in communication with them, they could easily quit. They could fall off the wagon and jump ship. And, you know, generally in America, it seems that we have an epidemic to be disconnected from one another, and people are not used to being supported and encouraged. And so when people feel encouraged, you know, that really could be the make it or break it factor for them. So showing up like that for them, and then that's going to in turn trickle over into your business, because now you've already built this relationship with them, you have this trust with them, you built this rapport, you've guided them through the 10-day transformation, and they feel more empowered and more powerful than they have in a really long time, and they trust you now to follow your guidance. So here you are, you have this opportunity to continue to guide them on, and of course that's getting them started right and in teaching the Fast Start Game Plan right off the bat. From the moment that they, you do your Connect call with them, and they're gonna, you know, they have their transformation. As soon as they get their products, you know, I have them post a photo or say something along the lines of, "I'm so excited to start my 10-day transformation. Please wish me luck," or, you know, "Anybody wants to do this challenge with me, let me know." And right off the bat, they're starting to drip on people, and they're starting to, you know, have those seven exposures, as they say. You know, it takes up to seven exposures for someone's interest to peak. And so when they start off right like that, and then on day five, you know, they can post a little update on Facebook, letting people know how they're doing. "I lost 5 pounds. I'm feeling amazing." And again, people are watching. And then by day 10, they post their pictures and their testimony. And of course, you know, the pictures speak volumes. And then already people are now wanting to follow up. People are going, "What are you doing? How do I get started?" And so it's really important that you've already explained the Fast Start Game Plan, and they know now that they've gone public, and now they're going to send people, you know, some videos, and that people are asking them what they're doing. They're going to let them know, and now they're going to send them a couple of tools and move them through a higher source of information, getting them some really powerful videos. I like the Farm to Family video, the animated video. And then, of course, getting them on a Connect call with your Up Team support, so that, again, that person that they're bringing in can feel the community, can feel the support. And ultimately, we can help to get those people started right with the best package that's going to set them up for success. And I think one of the pitfalls is that people think, "Oh, I can do this on my own. I can enroll them on my own," and they get them on a call, but maybe they have their own limiting belief systems about what the best package is, or they put this person in a box thinking they can't afford this. And now they've just set them up with a basic 10-day, and then the 10 days is over. They don't have continuation products, and it's kind of like being dropped off a cliff. So really important to be able to set people up for success right off the bat, I think, is key.
Awesome. Well, there was a lot of really great nuggets. I love the emphasis you have on follow-up. I love the emphasis you have on connecting people. Connect calls is such a great term, and, you know, having somebody who has that big belief system that can enroll people the right way and linking arms with people in your Up Team and plugging them into the system. I mean, you use the term game plan, and a lot of the philosophy that's right straight from that game plan tear pad and going public and how you do that on Facebook. And so, you know, that's the thing that is so interesting. I mean, you're a super talented person, but on the other hand, you know, you're humble enough to follow the system and teach other people to follow the system, and that's what it's all about. If you want to have success, you got to follow the system and listen to your leader. So to wrap up this call, Skylar, let's talk a little bit about your business, your life, where you see things going. And, you know, we use the term Wishmaker, which is an acronym for those of you who don't know. WISH, W-I-S-H, stands for Wealth, Independence, Security, and Health. And, you know, every time you hand out a gift card, you give somebody an opportunity for all of those things. And when you hand out enough gift cards, and your people hand out enough gift cards, and their people hand out enough gift cards, you know, you create a lot of wishes in people's lives. And I know that you, especially on your team, have created some really magical, you know, improvements in people's wealth and independence and security and health. Anything stand out either for your life or for anybody else on your team that, you know, that idea of wish, anything stand out when you think about it?
Oh, absolutely. There is, but there's just something I want to touch on that last comment you made about the following the system. And the reason why I really advocate for that is because I sat at executive for 9 months before I hit Diamond, and it was very much because I was not following the system, and I was trying to reinvent the wheel and be creative and do it my own way. And once I was able to get in line and really build my belief in those seven areas of belief, which I think are key to having a successful team and being successful in the business, when I was able to get out of my own way, that's when the magic really started to happen. So I really do advocate to follow the system, and it does work.
Yeah.
As far as the wish maker, you know, I've seen some amazing blessings happen on my team. You know, I have some super rock stars on my team, but one story, you know, that really touches my heart and stands out to me, of course, is my friend Willow, who, you know, she was on food stamps at the time, and she was kind of sick. She was having skin allergies and issues and had lost her job, and you know, she had sampled some Love powder, and she saved up money to get her enrollment package, and she got her gift cards, and here we are a year later, she just made Red Diamond. So, you know, when you think about Wish, and you think about, you know, what's the ultimate that could change somebody's life, it's like somebody going from food stamps and being sick because of the food that the food banks are serving them, and not having, being able to keep your job because of that, and now being financially secure, be able to take care of your family and help other people get healthy and get wealthy is the biggest blessing. And, it's really the marriage. And if, you know, the first thing that excites me, of course, is the aspect of being healthy, because without that, we don't really have anything else. And so if we can have our health in line, then we can really enjoy the independence, the security to take care of our families, and being able to enjoy that money that is being showered on us through being able to share the blessing of health with the country and with the world. So ultimately, the rubber meets the road for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you shared Willow's story. You know, I had a chance to spend some time with Willow and Jefferson at the Blue Diamond Retreat as well. It was really fun. And, you know, I'm glad you shared a gift card, you know. And I guess that's the perfect way to wrap up the call, is you never know who's going to be on the other side of that gift card. You never know who's going to be on the other side of that gift card. When you hand out that gift card, you know, you can change a teenager's life, you know, and you can change how she feels and her health and the trajectory and her confidence, and change her mom's life and, you know, build that relationship, which then turns into thousands, literally thousands of gift cards and thousands of people that are getting affected in positive ways. You know, I just hope that you're inspired by Skylar's story like I am, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. If you're listening to this call, you know, Skylar gave some really great, really solid, really sound advice about how to build a business, how to lead a team, how to follow through, how to follow the system. It's not rocket science. Sometimes you got to get out of your own way. And I love that she was humble enough to share that. Say, hey, you know what? I got stuck at executive for 9 months, and it was because of me. You know, she doesn't blame anybody else in retrospect. She blames herself. She says, hey, I was the one that was causing the problems because I wasn't listening. And once she started listening and following the system, she had success. And we're glad that she has. I'm looking forward to being on the Crown trip with her. And anybody else who wants to join us along the way, that wants to do what Skylar's done, just keep doing it. Have some fun. Hand out gift cards. Keep it simple. And join us every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night as we do our business calls and Million Mile Movement calls and Purim lifestyle calls and business opportunity calls. We're here to help. So thanks so much for joining us here tonight. And if you're in the Glendale, California area, join Amy and Geraldine this weekend. And more good stuff coming. Look at that AIDS article, share it with others, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. David Sandoval. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Skylar. Fantastic job. Bye now.
Aloha.